We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. This is the Cook and Joe Show. Thank you for finding us on this really ugly, man, ugly Thursday morning. A lot of flooding out there. I hope you're safe, you and yours and your property. Jim, this rain is just unbelievable. There's nothing like water damage either. There's just nothing you can do.
No, I just found a photo. Catherine Amena from Channel 11 put a photo up of one of those cameras. I don't know, can't tell where it's from exactly, but like maybe Mount Washington or so. But it looks like those old pictures of Pittsburgh from like the 1930s, right? With the hell with the lid on it, with how dark it is with the clouds. These are just regular old clouds. It's not, you know, from the exhaust smoke from the steel mills. But my goodness, and you're right. It's almost like it's at like 10 at night, and it's been that way all morning.
It's such a good thought for people out there. I've seen what flooding can do, and there's nothing you can do.
No.
I mean, there's literally nothing
you
can do.
No, except to be careful. You know, watch your step, and, you know, don't be stupid.
Well, that's what the emergency thing said. Turn around, don't drown. Yeah, don't try to drive your car through it.
You kind of laugh at that until today happens.
And then somebody,
Don't. Yeah, it is easy to remember. You know, you kind of have fun, ha, 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 and then, but it's in your head. And so hopefully people will heed those words.
Jim, I was talking about the over-under win totals for college football teams this year. You know, Clemson's 11.5. They're saying, are they going to lose one game or go undefeated? That's how good they are. Alabama's 11, Ohio State 10, Notre Dame 9.5. I find our local teams interesting. Penn State 8.5, a new quarterback. I guess it's going to be Sean Clifford. You know, Trace McSorley has moved on. West Virginia has a new coach, Neil Brown. They're going to have a new quarterback. Will Greer has moved on. And Pitt is 6. 6.
Wow.
Over, under. I think if Pitt wins 6 games or fewer, Pat Narduzzi could be in trouble. This is his fifth year.
6 is not.
I think they're going to go over that myself, but what do I know?
They should. I guess I should call up the schedule and do the win-loss thing on the way through. Of course, they got – it was such a weird season for Pitt last year where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, okay, they're going in the right direction here. And they went, was it 5 in a row?
Won the Coastal Division of the ACC.
And then the last 3 games were just
– awful.
Ugh. You know, the Miami game was bad. The Clemson game was worse. Although, you know, you can facetiously say that Pitt came closer
champion
than Alabama,
right?
And then the bowl game just
Stanford Sun Bowl.
Yeah,
14-13.
Pitt should never go back to a Sun Bowl, by the way.
Oh, it's miserable experience.
It resulted,
there.
Or at least recently. I think back in the day they had a nice game there, but the last two. Ugh.
They're 28-24 under Narduzzi. 0-3 in the bowl game. Now, the positive is they won the Coastal Division. The negative, not only finishing those last 3 games, but they also got beat by Penn State 51-6 at home last year.
Well, but then, you know, after that rough start, they did turn things around. And so you have to be given credit for that. But North Carolina fired that coach that couldn't lose to Pitt. So that's got to be
maybe that'll help.
That's got to be a good sign. But do you like, by the way, that, and you heard Kenny Pickett in the soundbite say it, that the opener's against Virginia? So this isn't like opening against a school from the MAC
or
UNH or somebody like that. This is a divisional opponent. I love it. I think more teams should. In fact, well, I'm on record as saying I think Pitt and Penn State should play the opening game every year, but that's never going to happen, at least not anytime
Jim,
soon.
Jim, I think the last one in our lifetime is coming up. I don't see them rescheduling it while we're still around.
It might be, but
September 14th at Penn State.
But wouldn't it make sense to you to play? And I know coaches need to have, we don't have preseason games, so we have to have a game to get ready. Now, Pitt, the ACC network schedule has forced Pitt's hand this year where they have to play a conference game, and I think it's good. I mean, presumably you should be as healthy as you're going to be all year.
And you know, these kids should be very much motivated for a league game.
Sure.
You know, I don't know how easy it is to get up to play Delaware in front of very few people at Heinz Field. They should have a nice crowd there for the Virginia game. I think it's going to be a great night.
Yes.
If Pitt wins, if it doesn't, then it's not such a great night.
Yeah, then all of a sudden it's like, yuck. But six, man, that's, you're right. If they don't go over that, then
They were 7-7 last year. I just can't see not winning 7 or 8 games. I just can't see that. And again, this isn't Narduzzi's second year, third year. This will be his fifth year. He's got to win some games.
He's got the confidence of the athletic director. Publicly,
no doubt.
I mean, she just talks him up all the time.
But that happens all the time too. They talk you up,
sometimes.
And then,
yeah, right.
And then if the team somehow goes 3-9, which I don't think Pitt is going to do, then the AD isn't quite as supportive, is he or she?
Yeah, I would think 8 wins for Penn State would be okay. You know, I know that there's
a
standard there, but West Virginia too with the new coaching staff and everything else. I liked Holgorsen a lot.
As did I.
And I thought he was real good for West Virginia, and West Virginia was real good for him. And for him to make that, the move that he made, well, you know, good luck to him. And we'll see.
Going to Houston.
And we'll see out of a Power 5 into the Group of 5.
I don't even know what league that is anymore.
It's the American Athletic Conference, isn't it? I mean, is Central Florida in that league?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think Pitt's going to go above 6. We'll see. Jim, thank you. We'll look forward to your 11 o'clock update. Let's go to Brant. He wants to say something about Pitt football. Hey, Brant, how are you?
Good, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I would take the over on Pitt. I mean, I think the schedule is much easier this year. Central Florida's at home. They're not going to be as strong. They don't play Notre Dame. That's another out-of-conference game they don't play. But I think the biggest factor is Coach Whipple. I mean, I think his influence on the offense hopefully is going to be a lot better than Watson. I thought Watson's play calling was
pretty
a lot to be desired.
Pretty atrocious, I would think. Let's look at the schedule. Pitt opens up at home against Virginia. That's going to be an interesting game. Then Ohio is at Pitt. They should win that one. Then the Penn State game. I think it's going to be very difficult up at State College. Central Florida at Pitt. Did I just see in the paper today, Jim, that their quarterback got hurt or something, broke his ankle? I thought I saw it in the paper today. I'll double check. Delaware is at Pitt. They got to win that one, right? Then Pitt's at Duke. Pitt's at Syracuse. That's a Friday night game. Miami comes to Pitt October 26th. And then in November, it finishes up Pitt at Georgia Tech. And then Pitt at North Carolina at home against Pitt on the 14th of November. Pitt never beats North Carolina, but as Colony pointed out, they got a new coach. And then at Virginia Tech, which will be difficult, then finish up the season with Boston College at home. They got to win more than 6 games, don't they, Brant?
I think so, yeah. I think the big thing is the out-of-conference schedule. That was brutal last year.
Yeah, it was. And, Penn State, you would think, is the one game that they'll be, I would think, serious underdogs, especially after Penn State beat them 51-6 at Heinz Field last year. That was just an awful, awful day, awful, awful night for Pitt. I'm sure they're looking forward to having one more crack at Penn State before the series comes to an end with no resumption date in sight. That saddens me terribly. I'm hoping to be there for the last one. Don't know if I'll get to see another one. Don't know if any of us will see another one for quite a while. All right, we're going to switch to pro football. Ed Bouchette joining me after the update at 11 o'clock. Then Joe Namath going to join me at 12. Can't wait for that interview. Anytime I get a chance to talk to Joe, it's pretty cool. Hall of Famer. No one's probably brought more fame to the league than he has, and we'll talk to him a whole variety of subjects, including his new book out, All the Way, My Life in 4 Quarters. Fascinating read. I did a column on it in the Post-Gazette a couple months ago. I'm sure we'll talk to Joe about that. So we got an hour in the books. We still got 3 to go. Thanks for hanging in there on this really dreary Thursday. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.